Hello, voice tubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video talks about intercultural communication. Like in the video, it talks about in today's global business environment, it is essential to learn to navigate across different cultural landscapes. And you need a good set of tools to do this. And you need an understanding of how different cultures trade and do business. And well, you know, in my opinions, it's not just about doing business. It's about dealing with people from other countries. So when you are talking to other people, you shouldn't be judgmental. You know, like nobody likes judgments. So what you need to do is you need to be willing to understand other culture and you want to know it. Show your interest. So let's take a look at our sentence today. To be a savvy global traveler, you need to be willing to undertake the journey of understanding other cultures. To be a savvy global traveler, you need to be willing to undertake the journey of understanding other cultures. All right, let's take a look at our vocabularies. 第一个单字是 savvy. Savvy. 那 savvy 它当成形容词来使用，有精明的或是有见识的意思。那你可以说 most kids today are very tech savvy. 那现在的小孩对科技都非常熟悉，非常精通。那这边的 tech savvy 它是中间有 dash 的 tech savvy 就意思是对科技非常熟悉的。再来是 sharp sharp 那 sharp 它有聪明的或是精明的意思。那 he is a sharp businessman, 他是一个精明的生意人。那再来一样有精明的意思的单字是 shrewd, shrewd. It was a shrewd move to sell the house before the price went down. 在房地产价格开始下跌之前卖掉房子真是个明智之举。那这边的明智之举就是A shrewd move, 就代表了明智之举。好，再来是 global, global, global 有全球的或是全世界的意思。你可以说 global warming is getting more and more serious, 全球暖化一直在恶化中。再来是 universal, universal,那 universal 也有全世界的意思或者是宇宙的。你可以说 smiling is often thought of as a universal language, 微笑常是世界公认的语言。再来是 willing, willing, willing 有乐意的或是愿意的意思，那当成形容词来使用。 I'm willing to help you with the project,我很乐意帮忙你的专案。再来是 unwilling, 也就是 willing 的相反词。那 unwilling 当然就有不愿意的或是不情愿的意思。She is unwilling to take the job without money. 她不愿意做没薪水的工作。再来是 undertake, undertake. 那 undertake 它有承担或是从事的意思。通常会比较指耗时或是困难的事情。例如 We are asked to undertake simple experiments. 再来是 attempt. Attempt. Attempt 有试图或是企图去做的意思。They are attempting to call for a national strike. 他们试着呼吁全国性的罢工。再来是 endeavor.Endeavor. Endeavor 它有努力或是奋力的意思。 Engineers are endeavoring to find and fix the bug. 工程师们正努力地找出故障并且修复。Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge, and I'll see you next time. Bye!